Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net with my report on the March 2006 employment situation. From the household survey, the unemployment rate was essentially unchanged with an improvement of 0.1% to 4.7%, matching its cyclical low of January. The total labor force in March grew by 203,000 to 150.6 million. The number of employed persons rose by 384,000 to 143.6 million, and there were 182,000 fewer unemployed persons, which stands at 7 million. From the Survey of Businesses, often referred to as the Job Survey or Report, both major sectors contributed to the 211,000 overall job increase in March, although the goods-producing sector's contribution was relatively weak with only a 9,000 job gain. This was due to the very familiar story of a loss of manufacturing jobs, which was 5,000 fewer in March, while construction hammered together 7,000 new jobs during the month. Natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, gained 7,000 jobs. Activity in the service-providing sector was robust, with 202 new jobs in all sectors. Retail rang up 29,000 more jobs. Professional and business services calculated 52,000 more jobs into its sector. Education and health services instructed its companies to create 33,000 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality was up 42,000 more jobs, while government added 24,000 more jobs, all of those at the local, state and local government, not federal level. For those of you in the staffing services industry, temporary help services reversed its recent trend of declines with a 15,700 job gain in March to 2,620,300. For March, temporary help employment was up 0.6% from the previous month and up slightly more than 5.1% from March 2005. And temporary help services employment gained incremental market share of overall jobs in March to 1.94%, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services industry. Some may consider this month's employment data as a Goldilocks report. Not so much growth as to set off fears of worker shortages and possible wage increases as employers bid up wages, and not so slow as to be a drag on the economy. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.